I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other.
When one is able to repeatedly step into the purity and hardened space of genuine and heightened awareness, miracles manifest. Conscious evolution becomes inevitable, and the revelations to one's spirit becomes revolutionary within the simplicity of its own essence. Awakening then becomes of its aware the destination of such a path when one has answered to the calling, unfolds to reveal the ripening of one's universal truths. The book of positive light, remembrance of the heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so dearly for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio, as the intentions of this show will be geared to guiding you to the realms of beauty, clairvoyance, and multidimensionality. And I am your host, Joel Ayala Ayupanya, author of my new book, The Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. Quantum Mindfulness Radio broadcasts every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. But before we proceed any further to the content matter of this show, I would like to make an announcement tonight. And it is with dear sadness that one of the most dear of hearts, of whom have been one of my inspirations on this journey of mine since I had been following her work from 3 years since ago, that the wonderful Dolores Cannon had transitioned on through the veil and had passed away today on Sunday, October 19th, the day of the recording of this special broadcast. Now, Dolores Cannon has worked an extensive amount of time within the field of hypnotherapy, and even more specifically with past life regression therapy. Now, synchronistically enough, I had spoken with Jen Clarfield from a few shows ago, and for which she is also an expert on past life regression, and along with Dee Wallace, well-renowned actress, a light worker herself, healer, author, and the host of her own radio talk show as well. And we had also spoken in conversation, and we had all spoken highly of Dolores, and even just recently about her extensive work and of her many inspiring books, and of which I believe are over 10 in number, as she is an author herself of Past Life Regression, The New Earth, and of Starseeds. And yes, to even think back that Dee Wallace also had received a past life regression therapy session as well with Dolores Cannon back in 2011, and for which that year in itself is very, very significant. It just amazes me with the great amount of synchronicity that is being played here. But for the sake of integrity, I would like to dedicate the show for tonight to the wonderful and endearing soul, Miss Dolores Cannon. In memory and in celebration of your work and in your inspiring life, we salute you, dear friend. And as far as the work that you have done, it is only the beginning. And this is what tonight's show is all about. It is about the passing of the torch, the masters of the keys, and in the receiving of the flame, the acquirement of a wisdom and of the role to leadership in the heightening of global consciousness, to love, and to love from within the heart. And to share this sacred space with me tonight, and to celebrate the passing of this torch, the passing of this flame, and in the handing of such said keys with me is my dear and wonderful friend, Paul Leftiniger. His new and highly anticipated heart-centered album release, Love Expanding Love, is scheduled for global distribution on November 11th, 2014, 2014. My dear and wonderful friend Paul Liftiniger, of whom I had met so graciously on one of our Facebook group gatherings that we socially network with and share, the Global Leyline Project, was originally born in Canada and is now an internationally well-renowned recording artist and multi-award-winning songwriter who has met, interacted, worked with, and has been associated with some of those of the most amazing and of inspirational people within the entertainment industry. The peaceful spiritual revolution of conscious non-political activism, mental health and suicide prevention awareness, human gay rights and equality promotion, and on partnering with international charities to furthering other social awareness concerns towards social equality and a more holistic and forgiving approach for overall human rights promotion for all people of all cultures and countries and for all over our beautiful and loving world. Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me tonight the glorious and beautiful Paul Liftiniger. Thank you, Paul, for being here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
It's such a pleasure to do this, Joel. I'm so honored and so thankful that I'm here with you right now. And what a beautiful opening to Dolores, an amazing life legacy that will be shared. And I just want to send condolences, obviously, to her family and friends that are basically going through, you know, the challenging transition. But we know that she's definitely lifted off. And as Jen actually mentioned today on her post, is she's shot through the veils. And just wanted to send a special note of love to everyone that loved Dolores as we did. So great to be here with you, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Paul. I've been just anticipating the day when we would actually converse, and we've been doing so over Facebook, and to actually speak with you for the very first time, it's just a wonderful experience. Now, the journey for me, on my half of things, it started out in 2011. And from my understanding from you, from just conversing with you just briefly, many of your changes have actually started in 2011 as well, and for which we do have a common denominator, and for which Dolores Cannon has had a great influence within our lives in the beginning of this journey. So, yeah, definitely. If you could explain and describe of how everything has had started for you in your own particular
journey.
Sure.
So like you in 2011, I think for a lot of people in 2011, there was a lot of, I call it kind of planting of the garden, if you will. In my mind's eye, that's kind of how I see this. And in 2011, my father passed away actually by suicide. And it was on March the 6th that my life completely changed. And I would say that I kind of woke up that morning in an instant, kind of a finger snap, with a trauma of that shock of what that really represented for me. And it's taken me until really, I would say, the last 3 years to really understand what happened. But suicide, I always like to say, you understand backwards. And that's really what happened for me, is I did a life review right after that kind of experience. And I've been doing it really ever since. And my awakening definitely was the catalyst for me, was my father passing away. And I don't even know how to explain this aside from just, I woke up in front of the mirror the morning that my father passed. And I can't explain it, but I just know that I, for the first time, saw the inside of my spirit. And looking in the mirror was the moment that that happened. And since then, you know, moving outward, Dolores actually, ironically, like you, helped me in the sense that she just opened up a portal, if you will, internally to expand far beyond the skies here and really essentially going out into all that is, and really understanding that we're a part of all that is. And that's what I love about Dolores' work, because it was revolutionary. And I know there's no mistake in us being here the day that she's passed and sharing this conversation. So I, you know, like you, woke up in 2011 and essentially became an international multi-award-winning singer-songwriter. And what happened for me is essentially my fear. I think with death is a portal of a new beginning for those that survive, those that have passed on. And for me, my portal, my new normal, they call it, really began that day. And I realized that my fear that I had been in prior to my father passing just sort of evaporated because I faced, I think, my biggest fear, and I realized my own strength in that one moment. Because it had to be strong in order to regroup and put my pieces back together. And I basically became an international singer and songwriter and started writing music that was conscious. And I've created a new genre with, you know, some other visionaries that create conscious, loving, healing music. And this new genre is really getting some serious attention now because it's really... music with love as the intention for the listener. And that's really my story. And we can talk about anything that you like.
Oh, definitely.
I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And just for you to tell that story, and I'm sure there's many listeners out there who can parallel with their own experiences with 2011. And again, the significance of that number and year in itself has brought many people together in what you had mentioned earlier, this awakening of sorts. Now, of course, we have had all learned and listened to and have been exposed to the law of attraction, or so-called the law of reciprocity. And for many years later, into the now, you have experienced just so much growth from within inside of you, and for which you had been able to give so much more to the community, this community of our earthly plane. And you had essentially been able to transmutate the sadness of what had happened in 2011 with the passing of your dear father. And if you could just tell me a little bit of how, even from just the many people that you have met and from just the giving out to the masses in such a loving way. And that's just basically the essence of how I feel you. It's just there's this overwhelming love that is just exuding from inside of you. Can you be able to describe just that feeling of this this energy that is exuding from outside of you, and then essentially receiving this abundance in return? And now you're this multi award winning international sensation.
I'd be happy to share that how this all kind of happened. And the thing that I think everyone first of all needs to recognize, and I know most people that are listening to this realize this, but I think it's important to share that I think for me, I never realized I was a creator of my, and I think this one little thing that's so big, I think that it's so important to mention, is that when I realized that I was a creator of my life, I took ownership of my life again and responsibility of my life. That's really how I went. And that shift in my internal happened of a finger, and not everyone wakes up that way. I understand that now, and obviously I've done a lot of work to get where I am in this, you know, I'm ascending and ascending, you know, more and more. But the one thing that I realized is that I was a victim to fear. And then what happened is I realized, well, if I was a victim, I needed to no longer be a victim to anything. And once I realized that I could own the master self, you know, the master and captain of my everything changed and shifted. And I realized that there's two roots, to answer your question, there's two roots to important things. And I did not come up with this concept, but I understand it now internally. And it's, you know, the sense of root, and there's the fear root. And I realized in my own, you know, meditation and discernment of my own spirituality that if I used to power fear roots all the time. And when I used to do that, you know, obviously, you know, I would be in anxiety, I would be stressed, I would be, you know, angry, I would be, you know, not so happy in my life, always running for money, nothing ever being enough, all that same stuff. What I realized when I did my wake up from this, you know, this past that I had lived, I started to realize that I needed to power my love roots. And I hadn't done any of that really properly in my life. And I started to just basically let go of my fear root and forgive myself and everything in my past and start living from my love root and empowering the love roots that I know I have, you know, which was my purpose is music. It's always been in me. I've done music my whole life, and I've been too scared in the past to really push forward. But I think that, like anything, that happens, there's a synchronicity. And I don't think I was meant to be a singer until when I woke up, because I needed to write conscious music for the world. And that's what I do. So I think my life, life is a lesson. You know, it's the biggest lesson that we all experience. And when you use your life as a teacher, you recognize that all your adversities really are your greatest strengths. And then once you heal those adversities and own them and honor them and forgive any parts that perhaps need to be forgiven, then you really move into that new space where you empower your own self through what you've learned. And that's really what happened for me. So to answer your question, really, it's kind of a long answer, but that omnipresent love really just flooded in the morning that my dad passed. And I recognize that I am so much more than any of the problems I've ever had. I am the love that is within and as without, as above, so below. So that whole shift happened. And really, once you put love out into the world, it takes some time, you know, to go out, but it definitely comes back. And it's coming back more and more and more and getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's just, you've said it many times on over, just from my experiences and even from everyone's experiences alone. It is so easy to feed into the fear of things. And we often at times rarely feed into the love of the abundance of what we can be grateful for. And I often sense this notion of things, of how people have approached life, most specifically with my clients on the psychiatry unit. I'm a psychiatric nurse, for which I've been working for the last 11 to 12 years in northeastern Ohio. And so with my experiences with many of my clients, my patients on the psychiatry unit, and for what you had mentioned earlier was, and how we just feed, and it is just so easily to feed into the negative. And from what you had said, from your experiences, from just feeding not more into the fear, but now more into the love of things, into why we are alive, of why we can gain more gratitude for the things and the blessings that have come in our way. And it's just basically a placing focus and attention to other realms of our livelihood. And again, with your approach from your own experiences with the passing of your father, you can definitely feel the same type of feelings that many of the clients that come on a psychiatry unit and have experienced the same type of loss from one end on end. And from your experiences from, in actuality, and refocusing your attention upon the mental health community and in suicide awareness prevention, that has basically allowed for you to cope with the loss. And not only that, and again, just transmutating and reversing that energy into something that is more prominent and more abundant within your life. And if you could just give us a brief synopsis of how that has helped you within your grieving process.
Sure. So the most important thing that really I recognized is, first of all, life is a gift. I think everyone has to start there. Whatever the case may be, and life being the gift that it is, once we kind of start in that space, we then can move out from there. And I think that's an internal kind of feeling. You have to, start with that feeling of just being grateful for the life that you have. I mean, that's just from simply breathing. And what I've recognized within myself is to be of service to others is to serve yourself. And that goes into the very center belief that I always talk about, is that essentially, we as human beings have the right to thrive. And I think that's something that's really important to share and say and expand on. And what that means is that's no longer conflict. So the conflict of duality, the right, the wrong, the good, the bad, whatever that may be for each person. For me, I had to reprogram that because I used to be in that kind of space. And what happens when you leave that space is that everything is a win-win relationship. So mental health for me is important to talk about in that way, because no matter what, the win-win relationship, when you help others to thrive, you in turn thrive. And, you know, no one loses. There's no losing in life. There's no such thing, really. There's really only win-win outcomes when you're loving, because love is quantum, you know, quantum radio. Look where I am.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, Austin just happened because I loved and because I trusted my quantum love. And it goes out and it comes back. And, you know, back to the mental health part, I serve the gay community because I'm gay. I have to tell you, for me, I don't resonate with a lot of the things that the press and media share about being gay. You know, I don't believe that every gay person goes to a bar and drinks. You know, that's not me.
Right, exactly.
But, so for me, those are the things that, so what I do to my community is I am the change that I wish to see by being the love that I am and that I wish to see in the world. So all of that comes from a space of understanding that, you know, whether it be mental health, whether it be being gay, whether it being a little bit, I always say plump, you know, I like to eat food.
Right.
I definitely have to work on those things. But those are areas that I know because I've had challenges or adversity with. And when I was a child, I used to be, I used to be kind of ostracized for being a little bit chunky, if you will. And, you know, those are the things that, you know, those are all of the lessons that I've had to understand life and to serve the communities that have been hard or challenging. That's where you really empower who you are. And mental health for me, you know, I look back at my father, and I always say, like, I understand suicide in the reverse, because at the time when it was happening, I didn't realize that he was struggling, my father. I didn't see it. If I saw it, I would have done something about it.
Right.
But what I realize now, having been on the other side of this, I see it so differently, because I realized he was struggling, and he was in an anxiety space, an anxious space, and he was in great fear. And I see that now. And that part of me has been healed by serving that very thing. And, you know, I think that that's really the essence of how you heal is you. I think it was something, just to touch on the suicide awareness part, because we're talking about it, I actually just recently, Bring Change to Mind, which is Glenn Close, who's, you know, famous actress.
Yes.
And she actually uses my suicide awareness song, which is the first song I wrote after my father passed away, because I had to start my music career, if you will, with really being honest and true to my heart. And that was the first thing where I started. And that song is used now by charities and not-for-profits, now including Glenn Close. I just recently, just 2 days ago, I got a video from the Okanagan Suicide Awareness Campaign in BC, British Columbia, Canada. They now use My Beautiful World for a video that's coming out. And these are the things that, you know, when you serve the community in which you understand from your heart, because you've experienced your heart, that's where all the magic is. It's in the heart.
Yes.
And I used to live from my mind, you know,
right.
And I love the quote that I always like to say is, the longest journey one will ever take is from the mind to the heart. And once you live in the heart, you're in the heart.
Yes. Yeah, I do the same thing too with my patients, and I often introduce that concept, that the philosophical type of construct, to them as a riddle, and they often look at me like, "What are you talking about?" You know, but then when they actually get it, they're like, "Oh my God, that is so true. That is like brilliant." You know, but yeah, I just, for you to mention that, it's just another synchronistic type of thing that once people have opened to their hearts, it's the same type of message, the same type of wisdom that just exudes from people who are in awareness now. And now it is just basically this light, this wisdom that you have taken to the next level. And now you have, you know, taken the insertion or the assertiveness to express that responsibility to the rest of the world, you know. And I truly salute you for what you have done in many ways. And just further going on into that is the many award-winning distinctions that you have had in your past work. And I believe it, that's from your third album, within your Diamond Light album, and for which I'm going to bring it more into focus with the single within itself, and Diamond Light, of the same pronounced title. Now, my wife had actually brought this to me, and she was actually intrigued about the title of the actual song itself, Diamond Light. And what had actually compelled you to title this song and for what it is, Diamond Light?
Well, to answer your question, Diamond Light for me came through meditation. So being Catholic, I'll just go back to a story. I started meditating really in grade 5, and I went to school in Canada. So for those that are in Europe, that's, you know, around the age of 10-ish, I believe. And we had an amazing teacher that taught meditation actually in a Catholic school, which is totally not, I mean, she probably could have been fired, actually, to be quite frank. That being said, the best blessing, again, meant to be. And now I believe that meditation is, you know, should be really utilized for everyone, because what it does is it's a centering for the inside. And prayer, they always say, is, you know, asking, meditation is accepting. For me, that's how I utilize meditation. I receive through meditation, and I commune both ways. It's a two-way street when you meditate for me. And that being said, to answer your question, the Diamond Light came through meditation, and I started meditating very heavily, you know, every day. You know, my spiritual practice was to meditate at least once a day after my father passed away. And I've always been with God, if you will, you know, omnipresence.
Absolutely.
But after my dad passed away, I realized how powerful that was from an alchemical perspective that I felt the morning that my father passed. And that's been with me ever since, very strong. And it's, you know, it's that psychic sixth sense intuition, if you will, that inner voice. It's all connected to that, you know, that third eye. My third eye is so magnetized now. And the Diamond Light came from a meditation, and I traveled to a Diamond Light pyramid, and I sit in a council of nine. And it sounds kind of, you know, for those that don't understand this stuff or have ever experienced this is my experience, and my council sits in a Diamond Light chamber pyramid. And
amazing.
I've had very, very big visions of how I'm a part of that Diamond Light to bring in the Diamond Light into this earth plane. And that's what my music is all about. And Diamond Light was a very prolific album and song, because I think it's kind of interesting. It also won a USA Honorable Mention Award for international singing and
yes.
songwriting.
Yes.
So I think I meant to do Diamond Light music, and this album really was because I couldn't afford at that time to do the whole, I had 20 songs I wanted to do on the Diamond Light album, and Love Expanding Love is the second chapter, if you will, to this body of work that's 20 songs. So that's what's coming out, and the Diamond Light is in all of my music, but it's from my council.
Wonderful. Now, now that you've spoken of your next album, Love Expanding Love, we will conversing about that within the next segment of the show. So now at the introduction of the next segment of the show, after station identification break, we will have a treat for you, for our listeners, as we will take in the heightened energies of Paul Lifteniger's work, and in bearing witness to the magic and calming nature and purity of one of Paul's endearing songs, of which will be included within his new album release entitled Love Expanding Love. But before we do, please, Paul, please provide us for our listeners on how we can gain access to your websites and how your growing and inspired fan base can maintain contact with you and to purchase a copy of your new album.
Sure. So the first thing is my name is Paul Lifteniger, and I'll just spell that out because it's a challenging name. It's like Schwarzenegger, but it is Lifteniger. So it's L-U, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, E-N-E-G-G-E-R. So if you Google my name, there's not too many Lifteniggers named Paul, so you'll find me that way. Or if you'd like, you can just go to a really simple website that I've made, and it's bekindness.com. So it's www.bekindness.com. So be kindness, like the honeybee, to pollinate is the idea. And that's how you can find me, or on Facebook through my website. You can link to that, or Twitter. My Twitter handle is @Lifteniger.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I have with me tonight the amazing presence of Paul Lifteniger, recording artist and inspiration, a pure and dignified soul, a beautiful heart with a significantly profound message for all of humanity to love on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. I'm playing on Dubious Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
The Book of Positive Light chronicles the story of one's life, his struggles, his defeat, and upon the likes of his own triumphs. How is one to know of one's light unless the one is to know truthfully of his or her own limitations within the darkness? The Book of Positive Light portrays and enshrines the alchemy of one's potentiality and surpassing the limitations and in conjuring the truth to one's capacity to create beyond the leaps and bounds of ultimate manifestation. Douglas Ross Hamilton, author of The Mystery of the Serpent Mound, exclaims, "The Book of Positive Light is a journeyman's guide to grasping the import of acquiring the inner light." Dr. Amelia Kemp, author of her own book, From Psychotherapy to Psychotherapy, raves, "The Book of Positive Light honors the diversity of spiritual traditions and universal truths, as it graciously opens the author to self, as he is more than willing and more than able to teach and is willing to be taught. He uncovers the healer within." To purchase the Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart, you can visit the book's official website at www.thebookofpositivelight.com. Again, that is www.thebookofpositivelight.com.
Hello, this is Nico, and thank you for listening to my music on BBS Radio. I'd like to invite you to check out my website, nicoonline.com. That's nikoonline.com. If you sign up on my email list, I'll give you 20 free MP3s, the sun, the moon, the stars being one of them. If you enjoy inspirational music with a message of hope and love expressed in very creative ways, then I think you'll enjoy my songs. Again, my website is nikoonline.com, and thanks for listening to BBS Radio.
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio. And again, I have with me tonight, singer and songwriter, a visionary, and an inspiration. He is a multi-award-winning international sensation who will be releasing his next highly anticipated new album on November 11th. And so, from his new album release entitled Love Expanding Love, I have for you a wonderful gift, a sneak peek into one of his newer songs entitled The Master of the Keys. I present to you Paul Lifteniger on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Masters of all that can be, oh, thin the veils of heaven's gates, call the angels and the saints, forgive the hearts that hurt, and love the love, and peace will come, and peace will come when we love, be love, be love, and let the light of God shine in, hold the of all that is be known, and come together and love together forever. Love, we are one, the sky, and time is on your side. I'd be blown on by the wind and feel the love within. Oh, God is all around you, and God
and forthcoming album release, Masters of the Keys. From his new inspiring album that is yet to come out on 11/11/2014, Love Expanding Love. And tonight, once more, I have with me the world-renowned Paul Leftenegger. And I thank you once more for joining me here on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. Thank you, Paul.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Absolutely, Joel.
Now, Paul, Masters of the Keys just called out to me when I heard it for the very first time just a few days ago. It is just a beautiful piece. It truly meets you from within the heart, and it cradles your soul. I mean, just so gently and easily. Truly gripping, Paul. Truly gripping. Just beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
And it truly flows in rather well with the topic of main discussion for tonight, the passing of the flame. This Christ consciousness from within our hearts. Now, what exactly has compelled for you to write this song? Who or what was your inspiration? And what were you feeling at the time of the production of this beautiful masterpiece?
Well, this is an interesting song in the totality of what it is for me. I actually was very much inspired by Oprah Winfrey sharing this poem that mattered so much to her when she was a child, called Invictus, by William Ernest Henley is actually the full author's poet's name. And the one line, well, there's two kind of paragraphs in this poem that I absolutely love, and it's, beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. And those words, and that's from William Ernest Henley's amazing Invictus poem. And this was one of Nelson Mandela's poems that mattered to him. It was one of Oprah's. And I love this poem for
Absolutely.
What it offers. And it's
yes.
that we have to be the master of our fate and the captain of our souls if we really want to live the life as our authentic self, and taking charge and ownership and responsibility for the energy we bring to life and create. So that's the whole concept of this song, and I know unequivocally I want to be known for my love, and I want to be known for my light, and I want to share that togetherness with our communities, our world, as one love. And that's really the essence of the song.
And yes, thank you for this message. For me, it's just another statement of validation for the work that that many have been compelled to do, but we're fearful of actually bringing that quality of themselves out. And
And many times on over, you know, these validations, these self-reawakenings and revelations that come frequently to us, sometimes we just do not believe. But then the more that people as yourself and the many more that are compelled to do such a thing in bringing out this message, it is not only for the people that must awaken, it is for the people, the spirits, the very souls who are awakened already as it is, but they have to, I guess, to be compelled to go the next step, the next levels of manifestation and their belief as to what they must do and taking the initiative and gravitating towards the courage and strength to do what was always meant from within their heart. And and just going into transition as to how everything has been going forth in synchronicity, your album and on its date specifically, you know, gravitates towards the realms of synchronicity and sacred geometry and numerology. For your fourth album will be for global release on 11/11/2014. And when I had performed the numerology on this date, I happened to calculate the number 11 once more, which is a master number. And for what you and I know from numbers and from how I've just observed how you have performed everything as of late and as of recent, is that the number 11 symbolizes and represents manifestation and creation. So Paul, what does manifestation and creation mean for you within this case as it relates entirely to your message?
Well, I guess in the grand scheme of everything that I've done, is this is, you know, this has been a huge last 3.5 years for me of doing a lot of work, and I work pretty much around the clock at doing this. And, you know, from when I started to where I am today, this 11/11 portal, I think it's important to talk about it. The fact it's a portal, it's an opportunity. And this 11/11 master number is also, I mean, if anyone is looking, I know people talk about the 11/11 all the time. And I chose this, obviously, this date on purpose, and with intention and consciousness of what it means to me. And it's making my biggest wish come true. And that is manifesting. It already has. And already this album has so much love already contained in it from people from all over the world, because it was paid for and funded through Kickstarter. So fans Absolutely. From around the world
Yes.
already manifested this with me, actually co-created this with me. And that's the beauty of this album. It's already conscious because it was paid for with pure love money. And it's washing, you know, money is, you know, a manifestation of energy, just like everything. And we're kind of in this place where I know the new businesses in the world will be love-based businesses that are conscious. That's what I create. That's what I know I'm called to do. That's what you're called to do, Joel. And love-based businesses will thrive. And I'm asking everyone in this world to become conscious with love-based businesses. And it's the message that comes through my Council of Diamond Light to talk about that. And this 11/11 portal right now is an opportunity for love, to expand love infinitely for all of us. We just have to claim it. We just have to ask for that miracle of love to manifest, and it will. And everything really is in your hands to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And it is the same reasons and the same type of interconnection, the glue that brings many people who have been compelled to bring that light out there into the clear open, into our earthly landscape. And that is the reason why you are interconnecting with so many wonderful and inspiring individuals, such as Oprah Winfrey. And I believe you had also met up with Marianne Williamson, and also had, great kudos from many walks of life. I believe from the Prince of Cambodia had mentioned something about your album as well.
He did, actually. He just wrote me, actually. I just got another letter from him, actually, just the other day on a song called Grown Men Cry. And he just wrote me, I actually would like to read that. He just wrote, "Once again, Paul Leftenecker has reached the bottom of our hearts with his latest song, Grown Men Cry. I am sure that your day will be enlightened with love and compassion listening to him. Please enjoy." His Highness Prince Sisowath Ravadanahana Minipong. And he calls himself Prince Ravi, or he asked me to call him Ravi, actually. But I'm so thankful to the Prince of Cambodia is listening to this music. And I mean, again, love going out and coming back. And yes. It just, you know, it's beautiful. Amazing.
It really is. I mean, I'm just filled with so much love and energy right now. And it's just definitely a feeling that I would love to have everyone to feel the same. And you can definitely do that and feel the same parallels as I am feeling with his type of music and his message. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's not just music. It is a higher vibrational type of song that gravitates towards the hearts of everyone, and it brings everyone into interconnection. And that is the message that I believe Paul truly wants out there for the rest of us. And so I also would want to remind you as well, I believe that you would want to bring into attention about the significance of your relationship and interconnection with Dr. Emoto, who had also had passed just a few days ago. And if you could just briefly tell us about that experience itself.
Well, Dr. Emoto, for those of you that know his work, I'm assuming most people that hear his name know exactly what he's known for, and it's the consciousness of water. And he often relates prayer, meditation, and music with water. And his work is incredible. And his, you know, his passing was actually on October the 17th. And now Dolores Cannon as well has passed. So these two beautiful people, like you had said earlier, Joel, is just that they've passed the baton to us now on the physical plane here. And we are, I honor their work. I know unequivocally that for time to come, their work will be honored from all of us. Dr. Emoto was known for praying for water or sending consciousness to water. And he had done that in Hiroshima and taken photos before it was blessed with love and consciousness, and then after it was blessed with love and consciousness, intention-wise. And the thing that's so beautiful is after it was blessed with love and consciousness, the photograph through a microscope was taken of his water, and it basically changed its shape into being whole, and from being broken to being whole. And I know water is the most important element. It's one of the most important elements on Earth for us in our biology. And like you know, Joel, you have obviously a medical background. I do as well, actually. I've studied physiology and pathology.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
You know, the inner world of science is very much related to the outer world of our Earth and of our solar system.
Absolutely.
So the beauty, when you study medicine of any kind, you realize how beautiful mapped it is inside internally, as within, as without. And we're living in a very beautiful space, and water is a very big part of our physiological anatomy. And it's, you know, the sodium ion pumps, the sodium concentration gradients, and the intracellular and extracellular fluids. If you study any of the stuff, it's fascinating to me how water is the integral part of everything that's within our body structure. And you know that, Joel, from your medical background.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Paul, now that we're running out of time, unfortunately, and 60 minutes just flies by so quickly. And many of the guests on the show always say that, and they want to talk more, but just because of the restraints of this particular medium, and we only got 60 minutes, but then it gives an introduction to the many things that that you and the many guests who have been invited to the sacred space, that it provides a little taste of what many people are compelled and have been gravitating to and have been yearning for. And it's this interconnection and access way to the many approaches to love. And so with only 3 minutes remaining within this beautiful moment, this wonderful conversation, can you, Paul, be able to provide our listeners with your last minute message of hope and of love, and then what you've been compelled to do from the last 3 years, and what you are compelled to do for the many, many years to come. Provide us with any additional messages, your website, and also to how we can be able to purchase your new fourth album, Love Expanding Love.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to say is, most importantly, I am all about peace and inspiring global love and kindness around the world. And that is all through the inner heart space within. And music is that battery in my work. It's an infinite love battery that you can plug into. So to answer that question, my message is just that people find peace within themselves. We need peace internally if we want to manifest it externally. And I ask every person to really take a moment to breathe in peace and breathe out peace, and work on that space inside to find that peace. Live in your moment in the present, and those things will always create love for you, with love internally. So that's the one thing, my message is to the world, really. And in terms of my website, you can purchase my music. It will be available on iTunes in 120 countries around the world, and it's to inspire love and kindness within to manifest it externally. So head over to my website. You can Google my name, Paul Leftenegger, or just go to beekindness.com and click on the quick links for iTunes. And you can also go to CD Baby if that's a preference, if you'd like to purchase it through an independent purchased organization like CD Baby.
And Paul, such a wonderful time in conversing with you finally. And such an inspiring conversation. I thank you for your light, for the purity from within your heart, and in the work that you do from within. So blessings, dear friend, blessings. And definitely we will stay interconnected, and we will definitely would love to have you for another future broadcast.
Absolutely. And Joel, just one quick thing. I just want to thank you for your time and for all of the work and the love and light you bring into this world. I thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, dearly, Paul. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Mr. Paul Leftenegger, an inspiration, a shining and dignified soul, and truth, and in the creator of his new album release, Love Expanding Love. And I thank you, dear listeners, and I thank you, dear Paul, for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. Thank you.
you had missed this show or any other previous broadcast, please visit us at Quantum Mindfulness Radio's official website at www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. Again, that is www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. All previous and prior broadcasts are archived at the BBS Radio Network. Please join us every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. Again, I thank you once more for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.